नाम राजर्षीर् खट्वांगो नाम राजर्षीर् ज्ञात्वे यत्तामिहायुषः ज्ञात्वे यत्तामिहायुषः मुहूर्तात् सर्वमुत्सृज्य मुहूर्तात् सर्वमुत्सृज्य गतवानभयं हरिम् गतवानभयं हरिम् खट्वांगो नाम राजर्षीर् ज्ञात्वे यत्तामिहायुषः मुहूर्तात् सर्वमुत्सृज्य गतवानभयं हरिम् खट्वांगो नाम राजर्षीर् ज्ञात्वे यत्तामिहायुषः मुहूर्तात् सर्वमुत्सृज्य गतवानभयं हरिम् सर्वमुत्सृज्य गतवान भयं हरि.
लेडीज
खट्वांगो नाम राजर्षीर् ज्ञात्वे यत्तामिहायुषः मुहूर्तात् सर्वमुत्सृज्य गतवानभयं हरिं खट्वांगो नाम राजर्षिर् ज्ञात्वे यत्तामिहायुषः मुहूर्तात् सर्वमुत्सृज्य गतवानभयं हरिं.
The word forward meaning is as follows.
Khatvanga.
King Khatvanga.
Nama.
Name.
Raja Rishihi.
Saintly King.
Gyatva.
By knowing.
Iyattam.
Duration.
Iha.
In this world.
Ayushaha.
Of one's life.
Muhurtat.
Within only a moment.
Sarvam.
Everything.
Utsrijya.
Leaving aside.
Gatavan.
Had undergone.
Abhayam.
Fully safe.
Harim.
The personality of Godhead.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Translation. The saintly King Khatvanga, after being informed that the duration of his life would be only a moment more, at once freed himself from all material activities and took shelter of the Supreme Safety, the Personality of Godhead.
Purport.
A fully responsible man should always be conscious of the prime duty of the present human form of life. The activities to meet the immediate necessities of material life are not everything. One should always be alert in his duty for attainment of the best situation in the next life. Human life is meant for preparing ourselves for that prime duty. Maharaj Khatwanga is mentioned herein as a saintly king, because even within the responsibility of the state management, he was not at all forgetful of the prime duty of life. Such was the case with other Rajarshis or saintly kings, like Maharaj Yudhishthir and Maharaj Parikshit. They were all exemplary personalities on account of their being alert in discharging their prime duty. Maharaj Khatwanga was invited by the demigods in the higher planets to fight demons. And as a king, he fought the battles to the full satisfaction of the demigods. The demigods, being fully satisfied with him, wanted to give him some benediction for material enjoyment. But Maharaj Khatwanga, being very much alert to his prime duty, inquired from the demigods about his remaining duration of life. This means that he was not as anxious to accumulate some material benediction from the demigods as he was to prepare himself for the next life. He was informed by the demigods, however, that his life would last only a moment longer. The king at once left the heavenly kingdom, which is always full of material enjoyment of the highest standard, and coming down to this earth, took ultimate shelter of the all-safe personality of Godhead. He was successful in his great attempt and achieved liberation. This attempt, even for a moment, by the saintly king, was successful because he was always alert to his prime duty. Maharaj Parikshit was thus encouraged by the great Shukadeva Goswami, even though he had only 7 days left in his life, to execute the prime duty of hearing the glories of the Lord in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. By the will of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit instantly met the great Shukadeva Goswami, and the great treasure of spiritual success left by him is nicely mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
आवाज में सर रेजोनेंस क्यों आ रहा है?
थोड़ा रिवर्ब कम. वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपम सागरजातम् సగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మయ్యం తదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే వంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసరి గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Khatvango Nama Rajarshir, Gnyatye Yattam Ihayushah, Muhurtat Saramutrijya, Gatavan Abhayam Harim. Srila Shukadev Goswami, who has just begun the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, is now mentioning in front of one Rajarshi an example of another Rajarshi. We in Kali Yuga here probably have lost any understanding of what it means to have a Raja and a Rishi, both as our leader. A Rishi is one who has dedicated his life, Kaya Manasa Vacha, body, Kaya, mind, Manasa, and Vacha, your power of speech, exclusively for realizing Krishna. That's a real Rishi. And what about Raja Rishi? Which means a king who has been trained up. Now, when I joined the ashram here, I was told that this is for training. And I should be honest, one thought was, I am 23 years old, I am a postgraduate, and why should I be trained? And what will I be trained in? Today, after 30 years, I understand it's a long way to go. There is so much to be taught. So, people keep asking me, why you are wearing this in your ear? Perhaps some of you have noticed. Some of you might have not. So, many of our devotees had gone for a yajna in South India somewhere, and they all came back with their ears pierced. Now, I know among young people, there is a fashion where you put in so many other things. And I thought, let me try to find out what exactly this is. It turns out this is called Karna Ved. Some of you are nodding your heads. Karna Ved. Karna is the ear, and there is a hole made in a ear. Now for you girls, it is meant for putting ornaments, so it's like a very happy thing. Although while it is pierced, you may cry, but in Marathi there is a saying, Sonarane kan tochave lagta. The goldsmith has to pierce the ears. If somebody else does it, say somebody relative does it, they might cry, or they might curse. Be gentle, you fool. But when the goldsmith does it, they don't really complain, because they know after 2-3 hours, you can wear gold ornaments, earrings, whatever. But for boys, it is meant for, the Ved part is to pierce. It is meant to open a particular window of knowledge. Now, Prabhupada once said that nothing happens on time in Kali Yuga. And I realized what, but actually I had my ears pierced at age 4 or 6 or something. But I didn't put anything there, and I don't realize that it must have given knowledge or something. So 4 or 5 and now 57. So I am 52 years late. in beginning the process of knowledge. But they say, better late than never. Ver sahi, durus sahi, they say. On a very serious note, I personally feel that is my life's goal, that to feel that you always need training is a very good mindset. Otherwise you feel 10 years, 12 years I'm chanting, I go to the temple every week, or the typical attitude as we find in India, people say, kya hum bhakt nahi hai? We are also devotees. Well, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes you may feel disappointed that, my God, so lofty are the ideals which are mentioned here and I'm so behind. In fact, in the West, psychologists have found out something called the Dunning-Kruger effect. Don't check now. Check in your Google after the class is over. What exactly is this Dunning-Kruger effect? Simply put, idiots never realize how idiot they are. To be very honest. And geniuses feel they are stupid. And idiots feel they are geniuses. And it's a fact. People who are less qualified, if they are told to assess themselves, say on philosophy or whatever, they give very high grades to themselves. And many times we see youngsters saying, I think I did a pretty good job. I really studied hard. What about the exam results? I don't know what happened. No. And those who are actually very good, consistently they rate themselves as, nah, I'm not that good. I wish I could be better. So, this is the Dunning-Kruger effect. And it was tested on big, big politicians. And they found that it is true. That really good, intelligent people of substance, they feel they are nothing. They haven't done anything. And I think we see this as a Vaishnava attitude also. That I wish I could do more. I wish I could do more. So, as I said, Shukdev Goswami has mentioned some king by name. We will try to see who this king is. The chapter is entitled The First Step in God Realization. And Prabhupada used to say that God realization or Krishna realization is a science. The other day I was distributing a book at Chowpatty. A simple housewife. So she took the book and she said, why you have given the title Science of Self-Realization? She asked in Hindi. She said, I read English, but I am asking, ek Krishna bhakti ke bare mein hi hai na? I said, yeah, of course. So if it is about Krishna bhakti, why it is called science? Just see the confusion in the minds of the average Indian here, that science is in the labs, science is with computers and space research and chemistry, biology. Science is very high. This is just going to the temple and bowing down, putting a coconut or putting some flower and saying, please take care of yourself as I am taking care of me. Please take care of me also. I need something. This is that darkness of illusion. Many times Prabhupada talked of the darkness around. And I assure you, the first time I started reading Prabhupada's books and I came across this statement that history will mark the period that the Hare Krishna movement saved the world from its darkest hour. And I was thinking, wow, what a advertisement for oneself that the Hare Krishna movement has saved one from the darkest of periods. 1965, was it so dark? Not so much. Man went to the moon, 1969, and color TV was introduced way back then, and so much of industrial progress was done, and India was fast catching up. But Prabhupada, his indicator of darkness is different. The USSR Academy of Sciences, Professor Kotovsky, Prabhupada went for 2.5 days, not even 3 full days, in Moscow. And this man is actually an Indophile. He loves India, he loves Indian culture, and he agreed to meet Prabhupada. And as usual, Prabhupada brought the question, what do you think about mind, body, intellect? Within no time, the professor said, Swamiji, we scientists say that when the body dies, the owner of the body also dies. And somehow Prabhupada restrained himself in front of him. Otherwise, for the next 6 or 7 years, any time this question would pop up, Prabhupada would say, big scientists today, they are living like animals. Do you think that when the body dies, the owner also dies? Dehino asmin yatha dehe. This is a foundational shloka of Bhagavad Gita. Dehi nityam. The next verse it says, the owner is nityam, the owner never dies. In one lecture, Prabhupada said, in India, a tangawala, rickshawala knows that he is not the body. Yeah, in one sense, we are, in that way, we are advanced. What exactly is the problem if you think you are the body? As they say in Hindi, aisa kya pahar tootne wala hai? That if you think you are the body. That's why this whole Bhagavatam is important. A civilization which is based on I am the body and I need to take care of my body as the ultimate goal of my life. Prabhupada should say it's a very risky civilization. You can judge a culture by what kind of thing they value. Just in the last 3-4 months, this road, we leave our temple, take a left, and again take a left. There is one nice showroom which has been opened. It's actually a clinic for pets only. It's called Polly's. Paw, cat's paw, a dog's paw. And one more that I saw yesterday, it says hair and nail spa. Now some of you may say, hey, don't realize there is a lot of money there. So what exactly is the hair? It is said that hair, nail and other things of the body, once they are detached from the body, no one likes to touch them. If you say, this person has such gorgeous hair, just look at her hair. What if, God forbid, the whole thing falls in a bunch? Okay, pick it up. Or somebody has beautiful nails. And you say, oh, how beautiful nails you have. Here, take one. Yuck. So, hair, nail and teeth, these three, only if they are in their place, they look beautiful. Imagine somebody's nice smile, battiso barkarar, as they say, all 32 intact, and suddenly two are missing. Would you put that picture in your social media profile? No. So there is such a delicate balance between when things are just right materially, but we don't realize this. So, actually it was one devotee who asked a question that during a class the point was raised, are you planning to go to Golok Vrindavan? Are you planning to go back home, back to Godhead? And this devotee was saying, I don't know, I have so many other priorities, what to do? I have to work on my job, I have to give an exam, I have to take care of kids, I have to do this, I have to do that. So honestly, Golok Vrindavan is not my priority right now. In fact, I feel so far away. I feel sometimes this is impractical. That right now I have to take care of a few things, and Bhagavatam is simply saying, Golok, Golok, back to Godhead, back to Godhead, back to Godhead. Like when preacher asked his flock that, what would you be doing on judgment day? He said, waiting for my bus. Yeah, that's what I do every day in the morning. I wait for my bus to take me. So even if it is judgment day, that's what I'll be doing. The Abrahamic religions have this thing called Kayamat, judgment day, or the day of, the day of judgment, or the last day. Vedic wisdom doesn't have that kind of a feeling and that kind of a conception that you do something in this life, accept, oh, okay, God, I believe in you. Okay. Now you are okay where you are, I am okay where I am. And I leave this body, I go to heaven straight. And those who say they don't believe, straight they go to hell. That's it. The Vedas don't believe in this kind of like immediate bifurcation just on the basis of some belief. No. That belief has to be realized. Just like those who work in banks, the check has to be realized. That means the amount should be there in your account. That's what is called realization of a check. So here we say the first step in God realization. And that is why it has to be scientific. So please don't get confronted or wary or afraid of the word science. So some people in India, they say that we are already devotees, why do we need science? And a vast majority of youngsters, they say this whole thing doesn't make sense. Do we have any scientific basis for saying that this is God? What basis do we have? Like one reporter asked Prabhupada that, why do you worship statues? Do we come here? All of you have come from your homes, early morning, you have chanted here, just to see some statue being worshipped? And Prabhupada's answer was, no, we don't worship statues. Relief. Good that you don't worship statues. Said, we worship God. hey, but God is, it's a marble statue, isn't it? So is it statue or is it God? Like one king who was arguing with a sadhu that I don't believe the temple murti is God. So what this sadhu did was, he called the minister and there was a portrait of the king. He said, who is this? He said, this is the king. And what is this? This is a portrait, painting. Spit on it. He said, what do you mean spit on it? He will kill me. He says, wait. This is the king, the person whom you are serving. This is just a portrait. It is just canvas with some paint on it. This is not the king. This is, of course, this is the king. So he looked at the king and said, now you understand? That even your representation, now this is not a proper example for understanding deity worship. What exactly is deity worship then? Prabhupada first of all calls it an incarnation. Avatar. Archana. What goes here every day, six times, six pujas, six offerings, six bhoga offerings, is called Archana. And Radha Gopinath has come in their Archavatar. Archa avatar. Now you may say, but then at some point of time, this marble block was in a studio in Jaipur somewhere and somebody was sculpting, isn't it? So that time there was no Gopinath. After some time you have this flute playing murti of Gopinath and suddenly it becomes God? Any scientific basis for this? Simple example. The other day I had to go to Nasik. And in Nasik there is a government security press. Okay? So, government security press means all your 500 rupee notes and 2000 rupee notes. By the way, check them out immediately. September, that is the last date for them. 100 rupee notes, 50 rupee notes, whatever. These are printed there. That means money is manufactured there, isn't it? So, there are trucks and trucks of that paper, call it newsprint or whatever, it's not exactly newsprint quality, but good quality paper, coming in the government security press, and there are a few people, maybe two or three securities with maybe a lathi or whatever, okay, write down the name, kitna maal aaya, 400 kilo, whatever. And then it is treated with chemicals and so many things and printed and the Reserve Bank of India watermark and all of that happens. When it goes out, what do we see? There are 50 people with AK-47 guns and metal bars and cords and electronically fitted gates and so much of security. You may say, why? Paper coming in, paper going out. No, you say, it is not paper. Paper might have come in, but money is going out. Currency is going out. Who decided this is currency? Well, government of India. That same government said, this 2000 rupees is no longer valid. Throw it away. So humans can call something money and not call something money. But that doesn't happen with Archavatar. Alright, somebody might have seen a marble block. That block is brought in front of you. Somebody does that sculpting work. The crucial thing happens after that. And the whole process is called Prana Pratishtha. Two words. What does prana mean? life, life force. And Pratishtha means to establish. So a pure devotee comes before Krishna and prays, "My Lord, this whole janta, this public wants to worship you. Please accept their worship." Only if a pure devotee prays, Krishna may agree to come. And when he comes, and when he accepts that worship, that's like an electric current. That when you touch it, there is charge here. So when you come, as there are plenty of boxes, nowadays nobody writes letters, so that example is a bit redundant now. But if you tell somebody, put this envelope, put it in a box. Which box? Any box. It won't go. It has to have the post office box. Then only it goes. So that pure devotee's prayer, that is the missing scientific link here. Just a few minutes away from Jagannath Puri, in Katak there is a temple. Witness Gopal. Sakshi Gopal. Sakshi means a witness. So two brahmanas, a senior and a junior, somehow they met while doing pilgrimage. The junior said, "I'd like to serve you. I just see you as my father figure." And the senior accepted his services. They came to Vrindavan, and the senior Brahmin said, in his mind he was thinking, such a nice young man. He doesn't look very educated. Doesn't have money, no aristocratic birth. But he's a good person. Maybe I should give my daughter to him. This thought came in his mind. It is said that those who have daughters of marriageable age, the only thing in their mind is how to give her to a properly qualified person. Yeah. Those parents who have marriageable age boys, they are saying, "Ha, we have no tension." The tension is in the minds of the opposite party. Whatever. I am talking of the Indian context. Outside it doesn't matter anything. So in this particular temple, he actually speaks up. He says, "My dear young man, I am so happy that you are, somehow we met and I am really so happy. I wish to give my daughter in marriage to you. In fact, I have given her." In Sanskrit language it is called Vagadatta. Vak, speech, datta, given. Vag datta vadhu. Now just see, this young man is so careful, he said, wait. You know my background, I am not aristocratic by birth, I am not so learned. Sir, perhaps your folks at home may not be happy with it. So better not, I mean, don't give me those kind of vibes that, you know, I'll be marrying your daughter unnecessarily, it will be confusing for me." He said, No, she's my daughter. Who's challenging me? Don't you worry." He said, "Sir, but there is nobody as a witness here." So the young man says, "But there is Gopal here. So you give this, make this statement in front of Gopal." Okay. "Gopalji Bhagwan, I hereby give my daughter to this young man." And they come back. Now this old person decides to tell his family, and he says that, "I came back, it was such a nice trip. I met so many people, holy people, and I went to this temple and that temple. And in this particular temple, I decided to hand over our daughter to this young man." And the family said, "Oh, what young man?" So they called him. He said, "Him? I mean, look at our status, look at our position, what will people say?" And typical, the, what they call, waterworks, they start. Big time, rona dhona, the girl is not so unhappy, but the son is very angry, and the wife immediately starts saying, "Agar aapne aise kiya to, You understand? Main jaan de dungi. Now the senior brahmana is really confused. He says, he goes before Krishna and says, Krishna, please manage in such a way that my wife doesn't commit suicide and my daughter is happily married to this fellow. You say you have problems. See, look at Krishna's problems. How many, what kind of things he has to solve? Because Krishna knows they are both my devotees. Now the son is described as a little bit of a other type. He doesn't believe in God or whatever. So the panchayat meets. And in front of the panchayat, the decision is made. Okay, what happened? So the old man said, I went there and I promised. And the young man said, yes, he did. That time the son said, who was witness? Was there any witness? He tells the panchayat, he said, what I feel is this. My father is an old, invalid person. Somehow he would not be able to make that whole journey. This fellow taking advantage of my father's invalidity probably must have given him some dhatura, which is like a poison, like bhang or whatever, so that he loses his senses. And he must have said something, and now he's saying that this is the truth. The young brahmana says, I swear, why should I lie? I told him that I am not fit for your girl. So it went back and forth, back and forth. Finally, the son of this senior brahmana said, is there any witness? He said, yeah, there is. Who? Gopal. Ha, call him. And the junior brahmana is saying, fine. You just want a witness? I'll go. And he started walking. They are in Puri, near Cuttack. He has to go all the way up to Vrindavan. And the senior brahmana is praying that, oh my Lord, please do something. At least today's problem is solved. My wife is not going to commit suicide. They never do, basically, but they threaten. So, and the son also was saying that, you know, any Tom, Dick, Harry come seeing my whole big, nice property and, my father, sometimes they might feel, I told him not to go on these pilgrimages unnecessarily. So anyway, I'm adding this, this is not there in the story. But looking at his demeanor, you can make a guess what he must have said. He was very happy. This atheistic son of the senior brahmana that, ha, I have solved the problem. See how smart I am. They were all talking for hours and hours. I said, who is a witness? There is no witness. Now just see, the senior person is happy, the wife is happy, the junior fellow is happy, the daughter is happy, and the junior brahmana also is on his way. He goes before Gopal and says, Gopal, here I come. Remember? Few weeks ago, I come here and I did this. So now this is the problem. Now you do something, my Lord. But see his purity. He said, I am not attached to this girl. I know. I see my face in the mirror and I, as they say, mujhe apni aukaat malum hai. I know I am not fit for her. She is way, way superior to me in all respects. But I am afraid that your existence as the Lord, that is being challenged. And you are the only witness. At that time I told you that you should be the witness. Now just see, the Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions the senior brahmana is a pure devotee. Junior fellow also is a pure devotee. So when he talks like that, Gopal starts to speak. He says, I remember you came here and he said, I am giving you my daughter in marriage. And I understand that now you are in a fix. So, what do I do? He said, what do you mean? What do you come and bear witness? He says, I can't walk. He says, why not? He says, how come? Hey, if you can talk, you can walk. What's the big deal? So see, a devotee can sometimes catch Krishna. Krishna je bhaje se bodo chatur. Bengali have this saying that Krishna devotees are very smart. Over smart, if you can put it like that. So Gopalji says, all right, I'll come. You walk in front, I'll walk from behind. This will be the sound of my ankle bells. By hearing that, you will know that I am coming. Every day you should cook something like a mun of rice, few kilos of rice. He likes to eat rice. The Krishna is from all, he likes all kinds of cuisines. But that particular thing, he says, I want to be offered rice. You offer me rice, next day again we'll go on our journey. Don't look back. If you look back, I'll stop at that very spot where I am. So he follows. Every day, he would cook and offer. And next day morning, they would start. It must be a long journey. So many days, so many weeks. They approach their village. And this young Brahmana says, I have made the Lord walk long enough. See, again, this is the heart of a devotee. That, you know, I'll take you all the way to the panchayat office. He said, no. You are the Supreme Lord. So near a clearing, you know, probably village would have a small forest area, wooden area. So near a small clearing, he says, he looks back. And Gopalji says, that's it. I'm not going to come any further. He says, no need. He goes back to the village and says, hey, everybody listen. You all wanted to witness, here is Gopal, he has come. Everybody comes there and they are surprised. And then the doesn't mention what happened to the son. But the senior Brahman was very happy. And others were saying that, oh, if, you know, in modern circles or common circle, if somebody has a, you know the chief minister? Really? Or for your program, you call the prime minister or the president? Same thing. Except for the fact that all these others are temporary posts. This is the permanent president of the entire cosmos. So everybody was happy. Anybody has this doubt whether Krishna talks, whether Krishna walks. There is a historical certificate that this Gopalji was in Vrindavan. Correct? And today this Gopalji is in Katak. Sakshi Gopal. So, it works. Or you go to the Udupi temple. Normally the big door, main door opening, the deity faces that. But today Krishna is facing this way. It should be like this. But it is like this. Why? Because one pure devotee, Karnaka Das, he was not allowed inside. So he started singing from a particular window. And Krishna showed the world that, I don't care for your big offerings or whatever, if not done in proper spirit. But I care for a heart which is so pure. And he turned his... So today we have that proof. That's why this is called science of God realization. So, this king mentioned here, Maharaj Khatwanga. I just realized that there was intergalactic travel in the previous ages. Today, I think somebody asked, one devotee asked Prabhupada that these demigods we see, you know, they are in action. Why don't they come down in Kali Yuga? Prabhupada said, Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga is so degraded from their point of view, they won't come down here to pass stool even. We may say, hey, you know, it's not that bad. You know, Mumbai at sunset, Marine Drive, oof, gorgeous. Malabar Hill and whatever. And why they won't come? And that too also, do you want to pass stool? Well, because they have higher standards. So these kings were of such caliber that the devatas would come and ask a king, please come and help us. Because the fight between demigods and demons is a perennial affair. Dvabhut sarge lokesmin daiva asurevacha vishnu bhakta smrito daiva asurastad viparyayaha. Two kinds of people are always existing right from sarge. The moment this cosmos was inaugurated, fight started. It goes on till the end of this cosmos. And those who are asuric and they die, they keep those seeds in their heart that next time if I meet you, I'll kill you. Because the subtle body never dies. It's the gross body which is cremated, given to vultures or buried, whatever. But the subtle body never dies. So, the demons and demigods are always fighting for supremacy. So, Khatwang Maharaj was actually invited up there. And he served the cause of the devatas. And, doesn't mention here, but he must have been successful. They have been thwarted, they went back. So, the devatas told Maharaj that, really, we are so happy and, I mean, what can we say? What can we offer you? And Khatwang Maharaj at that time, because he is a Rajarshi, it is mentioned here that, he says, wait a minute. You want to give me some enjoyment, but what is the time available for me? So the devatas make quick calculations. And they say actually, muhurtam. One moment. Devatas moment, so it is a bit elastic. It comes down, there is some more facility. He says, please send me down. Now, why would somebody in Devalok ask a benediction to be sent to our planet here? The Devata planet is like a resort. You can't make residence there. You may go with your Aadhaar card, but it shows that your residence is here. Similarly, Narak Lok also is not a permanent thing. Somebody is there in prison, but his Aadhaar card says he stays in Bainder. Is it not? So somebody is in prison, but still Bainder. Somebody is in Bahamas or in Switzerland or Ooty or Kashmir, still Bainder. So you may go for enjoyment somewhere. Kshine punye martya lokam vishanti. You would again come back here. So although this is called where we stay, this is called martya lok, where people die, or where everybody dies, you, me, all of us. This is a much, much better place for going back to Godhead. In hell, there is only trouble. The variety is, somebody is boiling you today, somebody is putting you under a bus tomorrow, or somebody is putting wild animals who tear away your flesh. You may say, that's a variety? Exactly. Because the variety only is in punishment. And in the Devalok, the variety is whether you want to have a party on the beach, or in the forest, or in the mountains, or undersea, or whatever. Like Mexican in the morning, Gujarati in the afternoon, Thai in the evening. I'm just making it up. There may be some other varieties over there. But that's the only thing. You only are troubled by so much enjoyment and so less time. What do I do? So just like while enjoying at a resort, if you say, ek business ka call hai, say, shut up. No business now. I am just here for enjoying. When I go back, there is always business there, you know, isn't it? So similarly, as a dev, as a demigod, you are simply enjoying. But is it permanent? No. That's the only problem. That you say, hey, wait a minute, you talked about Nandan Kanan, gardens, resort and mansions and all for me, right? Right? And the beverages and the dancing girls and the Rambhas and Urvashis and wow, very nice. But what about the demons and where do they come from? Well, sometimes they come. They are like program hackers, you know. Your Windows program, taken free of charge of course, is supposed to work. But then because it is Windows, it will be hacked anytime. So mostly people are not so surprised that, you know, how did this virus come in? Well, as there are programmers, there are people who are making virus also. So demons are also powerful. They also have tapasya as their base. They have their pujas, they have their austerity, they have everything except one thing, that is cooperating with Vishnu. They say, "Oh, chhod ke baki sab karenge." Yeah. So that fight is there, and demigods sometimes are ousted from the heavenly planets. Now just imagine if some Sedji who has really donated crores and crores of rupees in charity and medicine and clothing and food and everything, and he happens to go to a particular heavenly planet, and that day itself there is a fight between demigods and demons. And the demons win. He's going to say, hey, I came here with... Like sometimes people went to Europe for a snow holiday, skiing holiday. Everything booked, the snowmobile, the hotel, and the party, and the enjoyment, everything. And the hotel people said, this is a small problem this year. The summer was too harsh, there is no snow. They said, then refund. They said, what refund? You come and enjoy if you want. How do you ski on barren rock? You can't. So some of these things do happen. And therefore Khatwang Maharaj said, how much I have? One moment. Please, immediately, send me down. And he came here and he simply engaged his mind in thinking of Krishna. Now, there is something we should do when the ordinary things around us, bachchon ki padhai, bachchon ki shaadi, new flat, new vehicle, office, rising prices, inflation, too much rain, too less rain, all these are serious things, we Bhagavatam agrees. But the distinction between a trained, cultured mind and a untrained cultured mind is this. What is the prime goal of my life? Is my goal to become the best head clerk in this department? Or to become a research scientist here? I do that as my role. We are not saying you leave everything. But we haven't left everything. We are living in Mumbai. We use cars, planes, everything. I always tell people that, you know, hey, how come you have blood pressure and diabetes? I also stay in Mumbai. It's not like because I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I stay in the Himalayas and occasionally visit Mumbai. No. So if you are staying here, you will be subjected to the same thing which everybody is subjected to. But our goal. That is the main thing which is the thrust of Prabhupada's here, that the activities to meet the immediate necessities of material life are not everything. They have a tendency to steal our mind away. Look at me, attend to me. But we should be having this kind of understanding that one should be always be alert. in his duty for attainment of the best situation in the next life. Human life is meant for preparing ourselves for that prime duty. You know what our problems are actually? Or what type of problems we face? Prabhupada gives the example of a fisherman. When it is low tide, you have to walk a long distance because the water is slowly receding. High tide, it comes near the shore. So this fisherman would go, normally they go in the night. I'm not talking of big mechanized trawler fishing, but this is the traditional Indian subcontinent way of fishing. Sometimes they have a mashal, torch, and the fish are attracted towards the light, and then they catch them. Poor fisherman. Not a very entrepreneurial kind of fisherman. So he would take his small boat, drag it towards the shore, and he has to walk all the way. While he would walk, those sharp shells, they would cut his foot. And when he would come back home, he would say, "Oh, this hurts. Oh, that hurts." One day he thought, "Let me really work so hard, that I'll have enough money. I will put mattresses all the way, right from the shore till my door." Normally when husbands have these kind of schemes, their wives have to listen to them forcefully. So the wife said, how will this benefit? She says, "Well, when I come back, I'll just gleefully, joyfully walk all the way and enter home without any cuts, without any wounds, without any bruises." So she said, "But if we have so much money to buy so many silk mattresses, why should you be fishing?" He said, "Oh, of course, I have, what do you mean? I have to fish. That's my God-given duty." So just like a prisoner breaking stones. Now he may say that, you know, "I have devised a way of breaking stones. I sing some Bollywood songs, it makes me happy, you know, something patthar ke this or patthar ke that or whatever. And I am the best stone crusher in the whole area here. There are 40 of us. I do the job best and I am stress-free. I am very happy. I am always trying, devising newer and newer means of crushing stones in the best possible way with the least of possible efforts." You may say, but why are you crushing stones? "Why? I never asked this question. I am here and I am wearing this checkered uniform and I have to crush stones. There is a quota every day in front of my room. There is a small paper which says how many kilos today, and I do that job very nicely." Do you realize that 1.45 crore people outside in Mumbai, nobody crushes stones? I don't trouble my mind with these kind of thoughts. I'm a prisoner here, I'm here for 9 years, and I don't think I'll be out soon, so let me plan my career. And as such I'm here, let me do the best job of it. You know, this motivation speakers to say that, you know, if you enjoy your job, you don't need to work a day in your life. So I'm enjoying my job. This is the problem. Because the living entity has forgotten that I am part of Krishna. And part and parcels of Krishna. If Krishna is enjoying, why should I be suffering? Many times people say that. Either hum mar rahe hain aur woh has rahe hain udhar. In fact, Arjuna gave forth so many bam, 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 strong arguments why you should not fight. Senayor Ubhayor Madhye, between the two armies, Krishna is described as Prahasan. Krishna is smiling. There is a whole wrong philosophical notion that I don't want a God who is smiling while I am rotting here. You mean to say you want a God who is equally rotting like you? You know, misery loves company. Well, well, well. The Vedic understanding of God is not that bleak, not that pessimistic, and not that, a wrong theory that, does God know how miserable I am? Rather, the question should be, do you know how happy Krishna is? So, without culture and without training, we feel jealous. This jealousy and envy can go up to a guru. You may have followers. You may have your own Ras Leela. Like one few years ago, one really ugly person. Oh, so ugly he was. But he had a mukut and a morpank and he had a flute in his hand. And why was that? But the shishyas were saying that, Guruji, aap bhi Ras rachao. Now with a disease, rotting material body, how can he dance Ras Leela with his disciples? But the envy continues. So the scientific understanding is, Krishna by nature is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. He cannot be miserable even if he wants to. The sun cannot see what is a shadow on it. Saraswati cannot understand what is ignorance. Chandrama, the moon cannot understand what is heat in its rays. Similarly, Krishna cannot understand what is material misery. But that doesn't mean he is not cognizant of it. See, experience is one thing and being cognizant is another thing. In the Gajendra Moksha prayers, Gajendra prays, Namo Alayaya. O my Lord, you are never not alert. All of us may go and pray before Gopinath. He is attentive to everybody's prayer. But what is that one prayer which he is looking for? What is it that makes him happy? What makes him happy is when somebody comes and says, my Lord, I am yours. Teach me the prime duty of my life. And Lord gladly gives that. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Tai Gaur Premanandi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschala Dishtarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudevi Gauravaktavinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama